It is Friday, November the 14th. Let's turn our attention to the marketplace in Chicago at the CME Group, where futures are lower. December corn is down 3.5 cents. The July, they're down 3. November beans are 16.5 lower. July, 14.5 lower. The January contract, by the way, down 17.5 cents. Bean meal is down $14.90. Bean oil down about a nickel for the day. The soft red winter wheat, about a penny and a quarter lower. Live cattle futures are down a dime, and the feeders are up about 20 to 55 cents. Lean hogs 65 to 70 higher for the morning. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers is Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
What are the things that you're watching this morning as we go through this last trading day of the week?
Well, I think it's a real important day on the corn market as far as we have a positive week going here after a negative week last week. And the funds came in big in the corn yesterday, buying some 14,000 contracts or so. I think that 380 area or something like that on the Dease corn is pretty important that we can stay above that and close above that number here going into the week close. I guess the other thing is we're starting to see some signs, I think, on the meal side of things that maybe this meal short-term tightness situation that we've had. We saw some imports this week in the Wilmington from South America, and the, you know, we had talked, I think, on Commodity Week a couple of weeks ago about watching the spreads and bases, and the meal spreads and bases are starting to weaken some. The export bases on corn or on soybeans is a little bit weaker here. I mean, maybe we're starting to see the pipeline a little bit fuller. I think that's definitely a key here is to what we see happen in the bean market in the next couple of weeks.
Now, do you suppose these two things portend a sideways market for a bit or not?
Yeah, on corn, going back to it a minute, I think, you know, we're in this kind of an uptrending
right.
channel, and I think that's why that 380 area is pretty important today.
Correct.
So sideways to higher, I'd call it, on corn. Beans, yeah, sideways, but very volatile. I mean, we just have seen a lot of volatility. We've got a sideways range, but it's about, you know, 80 cents probably or something like that. So I guess that's kind of where I see things in here.
I know you specialize in part strategic farm marketing and crop insurance and probably have taken a look back by now at the October numbers. What did they tell you about potential payouts from crop insurance purchases earlier in the year?
Well, we're going to see claims out here because of the big drop in prices, even with some of the bigger yields. There's going to be some, and especially on corn, beans not so much. Bean claims will come in just basically in areas where they had less than average beans, which I haven't seen a lot of that. But on corn, I think there's going to be a lot in, you know, right on the line with it, you know, whether they have one or not. And in central Illinois, we have some pretty big yields. I think there will be some other areas where we may have more claims.
As I let you go for the morning, any final thoughts you want to leave farmers with?
Well, I think start paying attention to the new crop. I think you need to probably start looking out there and looking at the cash prices for next fall. We have had the chance to get closer above $10 on beans and closer above $4 on corn for next fall this week. So I think those are numbers that may start getting some interest.
All right. Hey, thanks much, Bill, and look forward to having you at our Farm Assets Conference in a week and a day.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Bill Mayer, of course, is with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County. He will be at our Farm Assets Conference. You can, too. The cost is just $25. Buy your ticket online at willag.org or by dialing this number, 800-898-1065. I think it's a really good conference, and you should go. All the details online at willag.org. You will find the details, by the way, in the Outlook Meetings calendar link. That's over on the right-hand side of the page. Now, here the way the numbers are currently trading in Chicago. At this hour, corn futures in the December are down 2 3/4 at 383.5. for the March, 396, down 2.75. July at 412, 2.25 lower. November's at 1034, down 16.5. January, 1036 and 3/4, 16.75 lower. July beans at 1054 and 3/4, down 14.25. Bean meal, 1470 lower. Bean oil still down a nickel for the day. December wheat at 554, unchanged in Chicago for the soft red. Live cattle at 22.5 higher in the nearby at 169.87.5. November feeders at 239.57.5 are up 22.5 cents, and lean hogs at $91.80, 52.5 cents higher. You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media. Find our ag programming at willag.org.